This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
As certain circumstances in our life might cause us to reflect upon and examine various aspects in our life that we might want to change, might need to adjust, may need to get rid of, maybe certain things we need to add into our life. We began studying last lesson that there are certain things when we maybe take an inventory of our life, an examination of our life, whether it be provoked by a spiritual examination that we ought to take on a regular basis, 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5, whether it be an examination that occurs because of a financial burden, maybe the loss of a job or difficulties with finances, whether it be because of health, physical health, or maybe mental or emotional difficulties that cause us to just examine various things that we are engaged in and consider what it is we ought to change, what it is we ought to do differently so that a different result might occur other than the one that we are presently receiving. As we began in our last lesson, we noticed that there are certain things that we must never give up. Certain things that can't even come into consideration in regards to things that we might need to slow down in or divert from or give up in order to make adjustments in our life. One of those things, as we examined in our last lesson, was teaching. We must never slow down or give up teaching the gospel to the lost world and also to one another. But also, in today's lesson, we're going to see we must never give up serving. And yes, as we examine our life and as we see the way in which we are receiving the results of our efforts in various aspects, teaching, as we noticed, might be something that we may be very tempted to slow down and give up in based upon the fruit that we presently see in regards to our efforts concerning it. We might really try to teach the gospel to as many people as we possibly can and yet see very little impact that we are having in our efforts to teach. But we have to understand that we are to plant the seed. Luke 8 and verse 11, the seed being the word of God, and that God gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6, and that man has free will and is going to choose whether or not he wants to obey the gospel or does not want to obey the gospel. But either way, we have to teach. Well, likewise, we have to serve. And serving at times may be one of those areas that we examine and think about our efforts to serve and may see the product of our service. And we may be very tempted to say, you know, this is something that we ought to maybe not spend as much time in doing because it doesn't seem to be yielding the results that we were hoping to get from it. But let's think about two individuals that served faithfully and served God's will. And in doing so, let's notice what they received in return for their service and whether or not that caused them to give up and to quit serving. Let's first think about the Christ. God in the flesh, Matthew 1 and verse 23, Jesus. In verse 28 of Matthew 20, Jesus states, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." The Lord came to this earth to minister. He came to this planet, to this world, in order to serve mankind. In Philippians chapter 2, we see in verse 5 that we ought to let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, verse 6, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. Jesus, God, served man. God, being God, does not have to serve anyone. Rather, he is the one that is to be served. But it is through God's mercy and through God's love for man that he came and served mankind. Now, in doing so, upon coming to this earth, upon preaching the gospel to villages and to cities, and went round and round teaching the gospel, preaching the gospel. What ended up happening in Christ doing this exact thing? All that he did in going to these cities and teaching the gospel and preaching the gospel, what ended up happening? Well, many people learned of Jesus. His fame was spread throughout the region. And notice that because of this, many would come to him and would be seeking his service, would be seeking him to assist them in their infirmities. Let's think about several of the miracles, for example, that Jesus did in an effort to serve man. The book of Luke, for example, has many of the miracles that Jesus did in assisting mankind. Take, for example, the feeding of the 5,000, Luke chapter 9. We see in verse 10 that the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done, and he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them the kingdom of God and healed them, and he had need, them that had need of healing. So here again, Jesus is teaching, Jesus is preaching, Jesus is seeking to serve man. Man knows this. Man is coming to him to be served. Jesus is healing them. But notice also, and when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so, and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and brake, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled, and there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. Here Jesus feeds these people, heals these people, serves these people. And you would think upon doing so, these people would be willing to do all that Jesus had commanded them. But in John chapter 6, we learn that when they learned what would be required of them, the sacrifice that they would have to partake in, the life that they would have to give up in order to live life for God, and that they weren't going to just be served and given handouts and continually fed if they did not faithfully serve the Lord, we see that many therefore of disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? That's verse 60 of John chapter 6. And then we see in verse 66, for that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. When they learned that sacrifice would be required, when they learned that, yes, Jesus is serving me, but if I'm going to have to do this and if I'm going to have to do that, well, you know, maybe I don't want to serve him. They left. They stopped following him. And they went away. And then we see that ultimately what happened to Jesus was that he went to the cross. And while he was being tried, if you want to even call it a trial, while he was being discussed, rather, between Pilate and the Jews, we see that they belted out that he ought to be crucified. They all said unto him, let him be crucified. Matthew 27 and verse 22. In other accounts, within the gospel accounts, we see that they would cry out and say, crucify him, crucify him. As we see, for example, in Mark chapter 15, verse 13 and 14, they're calling out, they're crying out, crying all the more exceedingly, crucify him. They wanted Jesus crucified. Now here Jesus came to this earth to serve man. to heal man, to feed man, to preach and teach unto man. And what did he get in return for that? Well, we know that one of his very own apostles, Peter, denied him 3 times. Mark chapter 14, verses 66 through 72. We see that his very own people, the Jews, are pleading with the governor, pleading with Pilate to crucify him. Pilate doesn't want to, but they're begging Pilate to do it, chanting out to crucify him. His own people, his own apostles, his own creation rejects him, denies him, has him crucified. He came to serve and in doing so was crucified for it. You know, when we think about our efforts to serve, when we think about our efforts to do good unto those around us, unto the world around us, unto one another, as we're commanded, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. And when we see the results of us seeking to serve others, seemingly having little effect, let us remember Jesus. Let us remember how Jesus must have felt and how little of an effect it appeared that Jesus initially had in his serving mankind. But of course, we know that indeed that which Jesus had sown, that which Jesus had given, the gospel, indeed the fruits came about, because it still is in existence today, and that is his church. Because he purchased his church with his own blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. And so although Jesus served and served and served and was crucified for it, the church was established by the eternal purpose of God, as we see in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and following. The church being God's eternal purpose, it was God's plan all along that this is what should take place. And so when we think about serving our fellow man, and when we think about, although it may seem as though it's having little impact, let's remember that when the seed is sown, when seeds of service are sown, that the fruit will come about at some point. Sure, we may not see the fruit. The fruit may not even be seen in the very person that we are seeking to serve. But we know that God's word will not return unto him void, Isaiah 55 and verse 11. And we know that serving God is surely worth it all. And even if the only fruit that comes about it is us having the blessed opportunity to faithfully serve the Lord, knowing that it is not in vain, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58, then it's worth it all. When we're struggling to continue our service to the Lord, when it seems as though it's having little impact, let us remember Jesus. And let us also remember the Apostle Paul, who stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 19, "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more." What did you get for that, Paul? Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23 and following, we see what Paul got for it. "Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren." Look at all that Paul went through in seeking to serve man. But you know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 6, we learn that there's a crown. There was a crown that was awaiting for Paul, that he would receive. His time of departure was at hand. He had fought the good fight. All that service was worth it. So you know, when we examine our life, and we think about the various aspects that we might want to change, that we might want to get rid of, things that we might need to stop doing, things that might not be yielding the product we want it to yield, let us not even consider serving the Lord and serving our fellow man. Let us never stop serving.